FM 90.3 WJTL Community Songs featuring Dan and Lauren Smith. That's Faithful from the new CD From the Valley. More music on the way. It is 5:41. But right now, we are going to take a break and catch up with Daryl Lefevre. He is one of the producers behind the film Unplanned and has worked on countless films. Some you may have seen, I Can Only Imagine, Where the Wild Things Are, one of my favorites, Nancy Drew, and X-Men, The Polar Express, That Thing You Do, that's another favorite, and much more. Daryl Lefevre joins us from California. Good afternoon, Daryl, and thank you so much for taking time out of, I know it is a very busy schedule, to catch up with us on the radio here in Lancaster County.
Yeah, hi Lisa, and thank you so much for having me on. When we started doing the radio ad buys, I was like, you guys have to include WJTO. It's where Joe and I grew up. We can't not include them. And Lancaster's been such a great support of faith-based films in the past, and I Can Only Imagine was obviously one of them. Even Woodlawn and Mom's Night Out, they all did really great in Lancaster, so we really appreciate the audience there.
Yeah, I understand some of our listeners know you very well. So can you talk more about that Lancaster County connection?
Joe Knopp and I both graduated from Peckway Valley. I'm about 6 years older than him, so we're a few years apart. I was actually his youth leader at Calvary Monument Bible Church up in up down Paradise Gapway, and he was my one of my Awana kids, and he used to recite his verses to me when he was about 9 years old and I was about 15. And then we just stayed friends kind of all these years, and then Facebook got us back together again, you know, like 10 years ago, and we stayed in touch. And so, yeah, now we're actually producing films together, so it's a lot of fun.
That is amazing. So I think a lot of us are asking, how does one from Lancaster County get into the film producing business?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I certainly didn't grow up with it as considering one of the options going out and working in, you know, in Hollywood and entertainment. And really, I had a friend, his name was Stuart Reed, and he was studying film. And another friend asked me, I was 26 years old, and no one had ever really asked me before, what would you do if you could do anything? And I said, well, I'd make movies. Who wouldn't? And my friend stared me in the eye and said, well, why don't you go do that? I was like, okay. So I left everything, and my wife was pregnant at the time, so our son is 26 now. And we kind of took off and tried to make it work, and you know, struggled for a few years just making it work and working as a production assistant, which means essentially you get coffee in the morning and make copies on the copier all day. Mm-hmm. And did that and just worked my way up, and I'm thrilled to be able to actually have a part in making films and producing them. So
yeah, and some that are not as familiar with the film business, actually when I told someone I was going to be talking with you on the radio about this film, they said, well, what does a producer do? So could you answer that question?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot. If you notice at the beginning of the films, there's always just one director, right? Or there might be two people, but there's just one title. And then you look at producer, and there's like 10 different kinds of producers. There's co-producers and producers and executive producers and co-executive producers and associate producers. And we kind of all do different things. My job is essentially keeping the movie happening, like keeping it happening from a finance point of view, a schedule point of view, hiring everybody, making sure we're getting our days done on the schedule, getting it through post, getting it through visual effects, making sure the music is happening. There's so much that goes into a movie, and fortunately, obviously, I have a giant staff that each one has a department head of each one of those things that does an amazing job, but it still comes down to me and making sure it happens. So it's almost like a project manager, in a, you know, if you're building a building and the project manager is the guy that the buck stops with him. So that's kind of my job.
Mm-hmm. Well, Unplanned is in theaters this weekend. It's the story of Abby Johnson based on her book by the same name. I, Daryl, actually had the chance to introduce her several times when I emceed a fundraising banquet here in Lancaster County for A Women's Concern. They're a pregnancy and parent resource center here in Lancaster County. And I have to tell you, the first time I heard her story, I was so moved. I remember coming home and telling my husband, this is an amazing story. I had never heard her story before that. I had no clue who she was. And I said, you know, people really need to hear this story. So for our listeners maybe not familiar with her story, could you just give like a basic outline or premise of the film?
Sure. Abby was, like many people, you know, grew up in a Christian home, and her family was pro-life, and she considered herself, she would tick that box, pro-life. And when she went off to college, she went to Texas A&M, and she was going through the volunteer fair one day, and somebody called her over to the Planned Parenthood table and said, hey, why don't you help us out as a volunteer? And at first she was kind of reluctant because, you know, her family was pro-life, and they, you know, they kind of talked to her about all the wonderful things they do for women. And so she got on board, and she, in 8 years' time, she went from being a volunteer to being the director of the Bryan, Texas clinic. And during that time, she was actually complicit in 22,000 abortions. She also had two abortions of her own. So we're not villainizing her. It's not what the film's about. The film's about exposing truth, and it's also about offering hope and forgiveness for women that have made that choice and are living with regret now. And so then one day, after 8 years of being there, she got called into the procedure room, and she actually watched on the sonogram machine as an abortion took place, and she comes undone. You know, and she realizes that was a life. That wasn't a clump of tissue. That wasn't a tumor. You know, that wasn't something that doesn't react to pain. She realized that it was a baby. And when she saw that, she immediately, you know, just pretty much collapses and leaves the building and doesn't turn back. Mm. And now she's the most prolific pro-life speaker in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a powerful, powerful story that everyone should see. So why did you feel that it was important for you personally to get behind this film? I'm thinking this film could sort of be like, it's like one of those game changer kind of films probably in your industry.
Well, when it first came up, really, it was so powerful just because of the story of repentance. You know, it's somebody that's walking in one direction and realizes what they're doing isn't what they thought it was, isn't truth, and they completely turn around and do a 180. And that's just a compelling story. And it's a strong woman story. You know, it's obviously mostly female cast, and it's a really strong story from Abby's point of view. You know, she was ardently pro-choice, and now she's obviously ardently pro-life. So it's just a really powerful story. And then the idea of saving babies. I mean, we've already had babies saved because people have seen this film, and they've canceled their appointments to have an abortion. They've just been so affected by it that they don't want to go through with it. So it's a pretty powerful story.
Mm. Coming up, I have a chance here in just a few minutes for everyone to win a pair of passes, or someone out there. Everybody has the chance. Someone's going to win the pair of tickets to see the film at Penn Cinema in Lititz this Thursday night at 7:15. So, Daryl Lefevre, if someone would say, you know, who should see this film? Who should see this film?
Well, really, we get asked that a lot, and I think everybody should see the film, because if you're pro-choice, you should see it, because it'll open your eyes to even more that goes on in the abortion industry, and sort of even more truth, and feel even more confident about your position. And if you're on the fence, then obviously you should see it, because you need to understand what's actually happening. But the reality is that Abby Johnson was pro-choice. I mean, Abby Johnson believed what she was doing was helping women. That's all she ever wanted to do, was help women. So she believed completely in what she was doing in providing abortions for women, until she saw what she saw. And so anybody that is pro-choice, you know, we would challenge them. You know, have you seen what Abby saw? Have you seen what it is that she saw after being so, I mean, she was the clinic director. Obviously, she was a pro-choice person. After she saw that, you know, she did a 180. So have you seen that? And so I would just challenge people that it's worth the education. It's worth watching.
I encourage listeners to check out the trailer. We have it posted at WJTL.com, and also keep listening to win those tickets. But before we go, Daryl, and we don't have too much time, but Unplanned by Matthew West, I understand, I guess he came to you guys. He wrote this song for the film. Can you talk a little bit about it, set it up for us before I play it?
Yeah, we were thrilled when Matthew called us and said, I'd love to write a theme song for Unplanned. And funny enough, the first thing that came to my mind is, how do you write something that rhymes with unplanned? Like, how does that work? And yeah,
so
it just doesn't roll off the tongue. But he made it work into this really incredibly catchy and beautiful song. And we were thrilled. The first time we heard it, they sent it over, you know, to see if we want to make edits or if we approve or whatever. And we listened to it one time when we were all in, like we were teared up really, and just like, wow, this is amazing that this could only come from God, you know. So we were totally inspired and thrilled that Matthew was willing to write a song for us.
Well, I'm going to play it for everybody now. And also coming up right after the song, I will open up the phone lines. I would do it now, but I'm on the phone with Daryl, so I can't open up the phone lines. Yeah, this is a live interview. So after the song, we will open up the phone lines to win a pair of tickets to Unplanned at Penn Cinema and Lititz opening this Thursday night. Daryl, thank you so very much for taking time again out of your busy schedule to join us. And I will tell you, it is a beautiful day here. We're in the upper 40s, so maybe not quite as beautiful where you are, or you have it much more beautiful where you are. But we have the sunshine, and we're so excited because we could see 70 degrees by Saturday.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's a good time for me to come back home.
There you go. Well, great. Hey, we'll stop by sometime when you're in town.
I will. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
All right. Thank you so much. And here is the song Unplanned. It's Matthew West on WJT.